Sukkos is the Chag of nature. We exit our homes into nature, be protected by our sukkah. We select the choicest species and products of nature and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't really live in as much contact with nature as our ancestors did, as our predecessors did. We live more urbanized city life. For us, we look at nature through a test tube, through a laboratory, through a microscope. We think about nature in hypotheticals, global warming, climate conservation. Of course, the last year and a half, we've lived quite intimately with nature as we're sharing viruses with bats or other animals that are clearly affecting humanity. So, but it's a very different feel for us, and it's hard to recover, but at least it took us to think a little bit about what some of the messages are about the way we see nature and the way we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. So both the Dalet Minim and the mitzvah of sukkah have complementary messages about nature. The lulav and the dalet minim have to be held upright in the way they grew. The lulav in particular can't be held upside down. The esrog, which is why, interestingly enough, in order to recite the bracha over lasiyasan before the actual mitzvah, we invert the esrog so that we're not yet yotze the mitzvah, because the esrog isn't yet derech yedei lasan. The Gemara says to be derech yedei lasan. What part of the message is that religion is not meant to be seen as something which is antithetical to nature, but it's consistent with nature. And when we employ a part of nature for a mitzvah, well, the mitzvah slipstreams the element, the component from nature, right into the ritual, right into the mitzvah, without changing, without remanufacturing, or without inverting. So nature is not, for some people, nature is antithetical to religion. For some people, nature is empty of religion. But the Gemara in Erevin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu coded nature with silly moral inspiration and moral values for humans to grow by. We've been able to learn various moral components, unlike Darwin, who saw the natural world as an endless competition and a struggle for survival of the fittest. We see nature as a harmonious system which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, ecological harmony and ecological synchronicity. And we also feel that in nature we can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its beauty, in its precision, in its coordination, in its science, in its biology, in its ecology. So all the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the way to achieve Ahavas Hashem is studying and probing Maisav Uvruv Haniflayim, studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality. So for us there's a natural, in the car, the natural flow from the world of nature to the world of performing a mitzvah, and therefore the species we select from nature have to be taken derech yedei lasan. The second element is about the sukkah. The Gemara is probing how come a sukkah has to be manufactured, the schach, which is the primary part of the sukkah, from elements which aren't mekabel tumah, from elements which aren't, which grow from the ground. The Gemara darshins the pasuk in Re'eh, bi'aspecha mi'ganecha mi'ikubecha. The schach should be something that's similar to psolas garun v'yakev, similar to the leftovers of the agricultural harvest process. And so the wheats and the grains and the grapes and the fruits, they're not kosher v'schach, they're not leftovers. Those are the grains you take into your home to use and to consume. But the leftovers, the chaff, the hay, the stalks, the twigs, those are the schach materials. And there's an important message here as well, because agriculture represents man's exploitation of nature, the ability to take nature and to produce for human utility, for human value, for human technology. And religion, mitzvahs, shouldn't get in the way of that. The message of religion, the message of Avodas Hashem, is not to recoil or to withdraw from developing our world. So if we would take fruits or manufactured items for the sukkah, then symbolically we would lose some of our progress and our produce for the sake of the mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that message to be sent, because that would somehow, quickly, snowball into a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is that we should be backward, not produce, and be dependent on him like caveman. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. He wants us to develop this world. He wants us to advance the world with the tools he gave us, with the raw materials he gave us, to recognize that it's not koch v'yatzim yadi. So to reinforce that message, the mitzvah of sukkah is not redirecting human progress. It's just whatever human progress doesn't have any utility for. Psolas, garen, v'yakev. So two important messages about
our relationship with our world around us, with the tools and the skills that HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded within us. The Dalaminim are taking Derech Yedelasan to remind us that nature is the Bria of Hashem, the creation of Hashem. There's no contradiction between religion and Bria. And the Sukkah is manufactured with Psalas, Goren, V'yakov, the leftovers, not the actual products of technology, because Hashem does not want us to feel that mitzvahs are countering the concept of human technology.